Hopeless Fan Podcast. It is Friday, January the 31st, and Super Bowl week is coming up. We're already just about three
coming
days
up,
away.
It's literally here.
It is literally here. We are in Super Bowl week. I got it mixed. I got it confused because like all the hype of the Super Bowl died down when it was like Wednesday of the Pro Bowl, and now we're in the thick of things. Just a couple more days away. Hopeless Fan, we're gonna go for your reference. So I'll have our Doghouse of the Week, and then we're gonna really break it up, smaller segment, but they are going to be longer. So not a lot of segments, but they're going to be in-depth, some fun ones. Going to do Doghouse. Going to do our NFL Family Feud. We're going to have a Super Bowl prop bet draft between Zach, Scotty, and I. And then we're going to do our Boardwalk segment. Race is heating up. Scotty, we'll talk about your performance 2 weeks ago when it gets to it. But for now, how you guys doing? Super Bowl week coming to a close.
What's my performance from...
You went 0-6 on Boardwalk last week, or two weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, but before that, I went 5-1.
Yeah, no, you were hot. You were hot.
I mean, and then that's what happens. You know, you just got to ride the wave. You know, sometimes you're not, sometimes you are. That's how betting goes.
You're
and we totally didn't steal that prop bet snake draft from Twitter. No, that's totally ours.
No, we came up with that. But Scotty, you're just like for Boardwalk. You just ran out of. That's all you gotta say is, I ran out of time. I ran out of weeks. It's like, oh, I lost.
I did, yeah.
I finished third in Boardwalk, but I mean, give me a couple more weeks. You know, I just ran out of time.
Yep. Same thing happened to him with the swirly that he never got. He just ran out of time.
Did you guys
ran
settle,
out of time?
Did
exactly.
you guys settle that?
No, he has not paid me.
Sure.
Yet.
Sure. Oh no, what? I didn't.
Nope.
Oh,
what's he supposed to place a bet for?
Do that.
Oh, okay. But when's Scotty gonna be in Lawrenceburg again?
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that is tough.
Might be some Venmo action going.
It's fine. March Madness is coming up.
Oh, that's true. We'll start with For Your Reference, and I'm going to try to make some of these, or most of it all Super Bowl related, and we'll start with the team wearing white jerseys in the Super Bowl 15 times. Guess their record.
14-1.
Ooh, Zach?
12-3.
13-2.
Ooh.
Right in the middle.
Oh, shoot.
Guess who's wearing white Sunday?
The Niners.
The Niners are wearing white. Lock it in. San Francisco to the moon. But then we had that other, what did we say in the DMs the other night? Something the 49ers did that made us want to bet on the Chiefs.
Oh, Lizzo.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Shanahan saying he'd like Lizzo over who else?
Anyone. Like yeah. Over like Rihanna and Beyonce.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
That's so bad.
Ooh.
He's like, oh, probably Lizzo. My kids love her, so they would probably be impressed. Oh. I was like, ugh, that's not good.
Zach, who would you pick?
For Sam, like them or the singers?
The singers.
Oh, definitely Rihanna. I hate Lizzo.
I would pick Beyonce.
Yeah, over. No, it's Rihanna. I love Beyonce, but it's Rihanna.
Beyonce's great, but in terms of the music...
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
It's to who you're going on
the date with.
No, in
terms of music, it's Beyonce.
Oh,
yeah.
But...
I go with Rihanna.
Yeah,
I think Rihanna's hotter.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, me too.
To each his own.
Slightly.
Okay. Go to Doghouse of the Week. And, guys, it's that time of the year where Hitler comes up in football media circles. I say
what?
That because...
Is it April already?
Yeah. For the second time in less than a year, a college football coach is in hot water because they mentioned Hitler. So, obviously, last February you had that... You guys all saw Last Chance U with Jason Brown, who was kind enough to incorrectly do a cameo video for our fantasy football draft.
Mm-hmm.
To go back in time to our fantasy draft, wouldn't you just love to? Whole football season coming up.
Yes. Oh, actually, yeah, I was a lot richer.
Oh.
Same. Well, not really. But, yeah. So he got...
Humble brag.
He texted that German place kicker that they had, that I'm your Hitler now, figure out your life. And he wound up resigning, and he's back in California now. But that, I think it fails in comparison to this guy because he just didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Morris Berger, offensive coordinator from Grand Valley State. It's always a Division II, D3.
That's where Za'Darius Smith went.
Terrible school that's not known for football. Comes up in the news. So, Scotty, have you seen this yet?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so this is what Morris Berger said in an interview with the student newspaper. Student newspaper said, so you graduated from Drury with a degree in history. You're a history guy. If you could have dinner with three historical figures, living or dead, who would they be? And I'm ruling out football figures. Tricky pitch. All right, this is what Burgers. This is what Morris Burger said. This is probably not going to get a good review, but I'm going to say Adolf Hitler. It was obviously very sad, and he had bad motives, but the way he was able to lead was second to none. How he rallied a group and a following, I want to know how he did that. Bad intentions, of course, but you can't deny he wasn't a great leader. Newspaper. The way he was able to get people to rally around him was crazy. Yeah, that's definitely one. You have to go JFK, his experience with the country and being that he was a good president and everything. And this might sound crazy, but Christopher Columbus. The ability to go on the journey he was on and his emotion into the unknown. Think about putting yourself in the setting of that unknown and then to take it all in as you arrive is crazy.
Oh, God.
So, this guy's three people he would love to have dinner with. Christopher Columbus, JFK, and the always popular Hitler. Zach, what's your takeaway?
Well, I think he would have already... I mean, if he were a Division One coach, he would have got even gotten flack for Christopher Columbus because he's kind of fallen out of graces as of late. Because, you know, he had a different kind of genocide.
I'd give Christopher Columbus a blanket when we got to dinner.
But, yeah, that's a tough take.
Absolutely.
I think that goes without saying.
Good analysis from the history buff.
I don't know if he... I don't know if I'd fire the guy for it. Or did he just resign?
He got suspended.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
But for Grand Valley State, it's just like...
Yeah, and I was wrong. It wasn't Zaire Smith. It was Matthew Judon.
No, it wasn't Matthew Judon. It was actually Jerry Rice.
Matthew Judon went there, too.
Oh, but Jerry Rice trumps Matthew Judon.
Correct.
Okay. But, yeah, the Hitler thing, it's just like, how does he think that's going to go down? It's like, oh, it's just a student newspaper. Like, and he even says it. He starts it off, he's like... He, like, lights a cigar, and he's like, this is probably not going to get a good review. I'll say that
no
now.
No way. Is that in there, really?
No, no, no. But I'm picturing it. Like, it's like, I'm going to go... Adolf Hitler. First name at the top of my head. It's
yeah.
like...
Oh, yeah. No, he was totally sitting back and just, like, smoking a cigar with his sunglasses on while inside.
Yeah, the way he was just able to murder millions of people, it's just like, I just have to pick that guy's brain.
It's admirable, really.
It's just like he transformed Germany's highways
and they revolutionized their educational system, but I want to know what this guy's small talk was like.
Yeah, it's like at the negotiation table, everyone just bowed to him. So, yeah.
How?
Yeah, how did he get that way? It's like, so this guy basically, yeah, suspended from Grand Valley State, but he will never be in a Division I program. Like, he might as well, like, try to get a 40-year contract out of Grand Valley State.
Well, maybe if he got some advice from Hitler, he'd learn how to lead a better football team and be a D1 coach.
Yeah, maybe Hitler will.
Maybe that's his angle.
Maybe Hitler will join him in a dream like Benny the Jet Rodriguez in The Sandlot when Babe Ruth comes to him. It's like, here's how I did it. Hot fun! Like, wait. He's like, oh, I forgot. I can't have dinner with him. I don't speak German. This was a waste. Like, oh, 0-for-1. And then Christopher Columbus
doesn't speak Italian either. So Christopher Columbus, Christopher
Columbus just like, I was just trying to like go on vacation. Just like my boat bumped into this rock, and I was like, there's a whole ass country here.
Yes.
Wait a second, this isn't India. Yeah.
JFK was just like, I was just going for a drive to clear my head.
Oh God. Literally.
So Morris Burger, a big 0-for-3, but good luck installing the spread system. All right, you guys want to go? We only have 3 segments left. Look at that. Look at us.
Man.
Crossing things off.
Who would have thought?
You guys want to go?
Crossing things off.
Scotty, you want to go with Family Feud, Super Bowl Prop Draft, or the Boardwalk?
I want to save Family Feud, if you don't mind.
Let's go with Prop Draft.
All right, Family Feud it is.
All right, Super Bowl Prop Draft. This was Scotty's idea, so he gets first pick. I get second.
Ooh.
Zach's third. All right, and we gotta have some time on this pod too. So explain it a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. So should I just go?
Yeah. Go for it.
I'd explain. Oh, man.
Zach's just got. Oh my. Zach's sorry at this. I'll send you a picture, Scotty.
I'm just looking at the picture on my phone. I'm saving paper.
I'm gonna take Deebo Samuel under 57.5 yards, receiving yards.
Okay.
And you know why? It's because
how this works.
Yeah, like he's a big
picking?
Play threat.
Yeah, that's
he's a big play threat.
Not just the pick, but explain the whole scope.
Yeah, that's my fault, Scotty.
Zach.
Is that it's not going to be determined the winner isn't going to be determined on who gets the most prop bets right. It's going to be who has the most money. So let's say we start with just easy. $10 on each one. So we have $50 total each of us, imaginary doll hairs. And whoever ends up with the most money wins.
Do we have to go $10 on each one, or can we aggregate to ones that we feel better about, or is it just...
I prepared like it was 10 on each.
Okay. That's fair.
I actually like yours better, mm-hmm. but I'm sorry. I didn't even think of that. So, Scotty, Debo, deep threat, but you like him under 57.5.
Yeah, I don't think that he... Yeah, I think that Kansas City's defense tightens up a little bit, in the air. I don't think Garoppolo throws all that much, so, I mean, the same prop bet could be made for under in the total... yards for Garoppolo, but I'm taking the under for Debo Samuel specifically. I think he's more of a threat actually being handed off on a jet sweep than he is through the air. So
this is just receiving yards, right?
Yeah, 57.5.
What's the odds on it?
The odds is under is -125.
Okay, gotcha. All right, good first pick. Start with mine. Best bet. It's for the total game, under 2.5 passers. So basically you're betting that only Jimmy G and Mahomes are going to throw a pass.
Did you watch the NFC Championship game?
Yeah, what happened?
Didn't somebody throw a touchdown pass that wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
I think Mostert had like all four touchdowns.
It wasn't a touchdown pass. It was just a pass. A good pass.
They didn't have any trick passes in the NFC Championship game. They only had two all year, and the Chiefs had one.
I'll have to go back and look
at it. Yeah, please go back, Zach. You're such an aficionado on trick passes. But it's -115, so actually it's... it's better odds than, I think it's even odds if you want to bet that there's going to be a trick play. But I'm going to go with just two coaches as a head coach. You know, Kyle's in his first Super Bowl as a head coach. Andy Reid's got the best passer in the NFL. Stick with the under 2.5. Zachary, you have two picks.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kittle anytime touchdown.
Okay.
And then Mahomes, yes, INT. I think he's going to throw a pick.
So what are the odds on the...
Yeah, so the Kittle anytime is +155.
Okay.
And Mahomes is +115.
Care to explain it at all, or just...
Yeah, I mean, the Kittle one's pretty easy. I wanted to go with a more likely one with my first one, and then a kind of an intermediate one with the next one, but I do believe Mahomes is going to... After watching that defense against Aaron Rodgers, I think that Mahomes slips up at least once, and he's the kind of guy that, you know, can still bounce back from interception. That doesn't by any means put them dead in the water, but yeah, I think he's going to throw a pick.
Okay.
It's a good defense.
That's a good pick. I'm going to go with, I've been fading Jimmy G all the playoffs, and it's paid off for me. So I'm going to say that he's going to have under 240 passing yards total. Simple handicap is that I'm rolling with what got me here. Shanahan obviously wanting to run the ball a hell of a lot, more than put the ball in Jimmy G's hands. You know, really the only time they tried to be aggressive in the playoffs, Jimmy G threw a bad interception against the Vikings that could have cost them, but Cousins couldn't deliver. Going to go under 240 for Jimmy G. That's -113. Scotty, two like picks.
All right, so the first one, tails never fails. I'm going with the tails.
You bastard! Ugh. All right.
-105. Great odds. Love it. Nothing really. There's no handicap there. It's just 50-50. Balls up. Fails. Never. Tails.
Get a quick one.
Tails never fails.
Yeah, that's good.
Which coach will be mentioned first on the TV after kickoff? I'm going to say it's based on who gets the ball first, but I'm going to say Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. What are the odds on that?
It's even. Andy Reid is actually -140.
Yeah, I think I saw that too. Even money? Love that.
Yeah, I mean, you got, you know, yeah, to me it should be even either way.
I like that. My next one is going to be total third down conversions made in the game going over 10.5 total successful third down plays. So it's -115. I think two great offenses. I think the 49ers are going to run the ball effectively. They'll have a lot of third and shorts, take the ball out of Jimmy's hands. feeds into my under 240 bet for him. And I think the Chiefs have one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. Obviously, that's not a hot take. So I think they're capable of converting a lump sum of third downs, enough where both of these teams can combine for 11 in what I think is going to be a high-scoring game.
Good pick.
Thank you. Zach, two picks.
Wow, Zach.
I'm going to go with the opening kick as a touchback. I like that one. Seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, what are the odds on that?
It's just minus 135.
Really?
Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah.
Put everything you have on it then, Shelby.
Don't tempt me. What are the odds again on it?
Minus 135.
Okay.
Can we do the national anthem over under?
Yeah, you can find it. If you find the odds, if you find the odds for it, it's like 2 minutes and 6 seconds is the over under.
Okay. Yeah, I guess with my with
it's 152.
Okay.
The time
is, yeah.
Oh, really?
152
or maybe 252? I don't know.
The time on the national anthem.
Yeah. How long is it usually?
Oh,
I thought it was 206.
Yeah, I saw it today at 206, and I'm pretty sure I saw that.
People been hammering the over on that one. They dropped it that much.
Yeah, because all the singers like to be dramatic and like carry it on. But actually, that would mean people are going with the under if it's gone down.
Correct.
So Zach, flop that one too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the. and the next one's gonna be
Zach is
someone's
lost.
Someone's gonna attempt.
It's 2 minutes 4 seconds, by the way. Under is minus 105. 2 minutes 4 seconds. Over is 2 minutes or is minus 125.
Okay, 2 point Zach, conversion. What do you want?
Attempt. Yeah, it's plus 175.
Oh. See, I had that as one of my backups was a successful 2-point conversion was plus 250. But
I like
gonna...
the attempt one.
Yeah, I do too. At plus 175. Okay. I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes over 30.5 rushing yards. It is minus 140, so a little juice you got to pay, $1.40 to win a dollar. My handicap is simple. I think in high leverage situations, quarterbacks tend to run more. Obviously, Mahomes has done that the last two games, big run against Tennessee. And then you look at San Francisco against mobile quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson went for a $101 and a tutty. Russell Wilson, his two games, he had 29 yards and he had 53. And then Kyler Murray, his two games against the 49ers, 8 carries for 67. And then another game where he had 5 for 34. So stonks up for Mahomes to potentially break that 30-yard barrier, and that number's only going to rise. So I like it at 30.5. I think it opened at 29.
Yeah. That makes sense. Let me see.
Wow, Zach. Adds up. I was waiting for something way better, but Zach was like, yeah. Wow, okay. Sorry, I'm dogging you, Zach. I'm taking...
Two picks.
I'm going to take an easy one. I'm taking Travis Kelce to have more receptions than George Kittle, minus 115. Because I think...
Those aren't bad odds.
Yeah.
No, it's not bad odds. It's minus 115 for either scenario. So I think Patrick Mahomes is obviously going to throw more than Jimmy Garoppolo. And so more opportunities for Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce only had 3 receptions last game. Mm-hmm. So I think he bumps that up.
Okay.
And Kelce had 0, I think, or maybe 1.
Kittle had 0.
Sorry, yeah, Kittle, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah, sure.
Your last pick.
Oh, man. I'm going to go – this is a tough one. I think that I'm going to go under 51.5 rushing yards for Damian Williams.
He burned us.
He did, but I don't think he does twice in a row. 51. I think hopefully they're more receiving – I guess he receives more than I thought he did.
Yeah, it was
about
even.
Or like the Titans just wanted to let him just... I mean, yeah, he had under 51.5 anyway. He wouldn't have burned it us if we had this line. I don't think Damian Williams is going to have that great of a game. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to feel like he needs to put it on his back, and Andy Reid's going to, I think, abandon the run game because, you know, it's Andy Reid.
What's the juice on that under 51?
Minus 115.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I'm tempted to just go heads just to...
Do it.
Yeah,
do it.
But tails never fails, and I don't want to be the guy that goes against tails.
Tails.
We'll go heads. We'll do it live. Minus 105. I have a lot of good props still on here. And I'm actually, I can't do heads. I can't do heads when one of my top props is still on the board. Total touchdowns, over 5.5 total touchdowns.
What are the odds on that
in the game? Minus 170.
Ooh.
Wow.
Over 5.5 total touchdowns. You can actually bump it up to 6.5 if you want. And I think it's minus 130. But I think a lot of points.
This is the last round, right?
Yeah, it is. Zach, last pick of the prop draft.
Alrighty. I'm going to have to go with San Francisco gets the first sack of the game at plus 135.
That's good odds too. But it's I mean, they have such a great defensive line, but Mahomes is so shifty. I don't think he gets sacked a lot, but right. You know, plus
they just have to get one before KC does.
Zach, what was the spread on your touchback prop?
The touchback prop?
Yeah.
Minus 130 or something.
I got to find it on
minus 130.
Minus 130. I'm going to have to take his word for
135.
It.
135.
My eyes have stopped working, I guess.
Opening kick touchback.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, minus 135.
Yeah, Scotty, or Zach, really, all of his five props are plus odds. So you go over 500, you get a good chance of winning. Do we have any prizes for winning this?
Bragging rights.
Just bragging rights?
Sure.
Sure.
McDonald's.
Right. That's boring.
Give me a frappe. Give me a Starbucks coffee.
All right.
If I win.
Winner is owed two coffees. Of their choosing.
Yep.
I hold on. I'm going to try to remember Scotty's Starbucks order.
Do you know it? Oh, shoot.
I think. I just know it was like
a, such a girl.
It was like a small. It was like $6.40. It's like, holy shit.
Oh, no.
It was a iced caramel macchiato with almond milk, soy milk.
Triple grande iced caramel macchiato with soy.
With soy. Okay.
Yep. That's it, baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, well. To each his own. Okay. All right. Prop draft. Two coffees owed. I love my coffee. Zach, do you even drink coffee?
Yeah.
I don't even drink coffee.
I go with a Trenta iced cold brew with half and half.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. I just have a pure black coffee. With a shot of dip spit.
that's the thing. I don't even like... if I brew my own coffee, I always drink it black. But for some reason, I have to get like the fruity order at Starbucks. Although I could be worse. Like I could be getting like a frappe, which is not even coffee or have any caffeine in it.
Right. It's like the other... Like I know people that like just drink like... Their drinks are large vanilla iced coffees with cream and sugar, and it's just a candy cane. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, sometimes you go to Starbucks, you want a little juice in your style. I can make black coffee
pizzazz.
At home. Yeah, give me something with a little, you know, a little kick.
Something.
Okay, now it's time for Boardwalk, and we promise by next year we'll have a song, and maybe Nathan will show up for over half of the episodes.
Will we?
Yeah, I mean, I sat in Nathan's apartment with Zach recording the song, and it just never materialized into something that got to
the point. Remember, a month ago, 2 months ago, we're like, next podcast, we're going to have it. We're recording it tonight.
We did record it. Zach, what happened to it?
And then, yeah, what happened, Zach?
Well, in the interest of preserving Shelby's ego, I just trashed it because he was way off key. Because we recorded the acoustic and the voice at the same time. Or not at the same time, separately.
Oh, yeah, that
so
was
hard to follow
tough.
The key and stay in tune.
Too technical. Shelby bombed. Pressure.
Well,
it was the pressure.
Like I said, in the interest of preserving his ego, I didn't want to bring the guy down because I knew it wasn't 100% his fault.
You think I have an ego? I have the biggest non-ego out of anyone on this podcast. That's just a fact. All right.
Now guess how much money I've won.
You could, but you probably guess under. Okay. All right. Boardwalk time. Remember, it's $30. Winner gets 60. And I'm just going to say I'm going to win.
There's that ego.
Because I have a foolproof system. Nathan hasn't even sent in his picks, so he's automatically disqualified. But I'm going to roll with mine. Scotty.
What an idiot.
Scotty, the 0-6 flu hit you last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Call him and see if he answers.
The 0-6 flu hit Scotty 2 weeks ago. It was tough. Aaron Rodgers had a 40 or 50-yard completion or something. That was a bummer. But Scotty, your last week, you want to finish strong. You go 6-0, you end up 500. It means you get your money back. So that's something to, you know.
But I don't in this case,
right?
So like, it really doesn't.
But it's something to lean into next year. That hey, you know, you could go 10 games under 500, or you can land right at 500. It's up to you. It's up.
Or I could just. Yeah.
It's up to the choices you make. Mm-hmm. So what's your pick? 49ers, 1.5-point dogs to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. The over-under has climbed to 54. Yeah. 54. Yep. Okay, Scotty, you are live.
Ooh, I am taking the Niners plus one.
Yeah, and a half.
I think their defense, I mean, 1.5, plus 1.5. I mean, defense wins championships. I think everyone's overplaying the Patrick Mahomes thing. I think that he's the type of player he is. Everyone's going to come in expecting like him to go off, but I just think that the Niners keep him contained enough to, you know, score more points.
Yeah,
which is how football games are played. But I think the Niners cover.
Yeah, I think the 49ers win, but obviously taking the 1.5, white jerseys, 13-2. There you go.
Yeah,
but
and also Shelby, you never asked me what my doghouse of the week was, and it's Tyreek Hill.
Oh yeah, tell the people the comment.
He's just cringe, dude. He also like mocked his QB. That's not a good sign before the Super Bowl starts. And he also is just super cringe. He got all the cameras in and was like, "Hey, everyone, make sure you record this." And then he just gave respect to Richard Sherman. I don't understand what kind of like.
Wish he gave respect to his own kid.
Ain't that the truth though?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, for sure. We joke a lot, but I mean.
But like, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I think you have the 49ers plus 1.5 for the very same reasons.
Yeah, same reasons. I think the 49ers defense obviously getting Dee Ford revenge game. Not a lot of people are talking about it. Let's talk about it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So
all the more reason the 49ers are going to get that first sack, baby.
Yeah, very true. He'd love to sack Mahomes after he lines up off sides. But anyway, 49ers, I think they can run the ball well against the Chiefs. So I heard something about rush defenses that are like ranked in the bottom 8 in the NFL this year. The 49ers have just killed. One of them was the Bengals. Another one. One of them is going to be the Chiefs. They had another game. I'm blanking on the team. The Browns. They obviously ran all over them. So I think they're going to be able to run the ball. Jimmy G. I have the under in a lot of his stuff because
I have a doghouse that I forgot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Devin Booker not even making the All-Star reserves.
Oh,
which is just
how'd that come about?
Okay,
I guess
this is like really weird. Like place to implement that information, but
yeah, in the middle of the Super Bowl. Yeah. No, it's all right.
Because Scotty just brought up his doghouse that he forgot, so I wanted to. That I had.
Well, Shelby never asked either of us actually.
That's true.
I'm sorry, but that is super weird considering. Yeah. I feel like he scores like 50 a night.
Bam Adebayo made the reserves in the East.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I know. It highly questionable. I would.
West
say
is best. Okay.
That's true.
All right, Scotty. Any play on the total in this game?
Yeah, I think under 54.5 for the same reasons. I think the Niners stop the Chiefs just enough.
We got it 54, just so you know. Just so you know.
54.5, right? What did I have? What did I say?
Well, by the time I was writing this, it's 54.
Yeah, 54.5, yeah. 54. I know that probably goes against.
Not a half.
54.5. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, yeah, 54. Sorry. Okay. I thought that you were correcting another total.
No.
Yeah, 54.
We got to work on that for next year too. That put that in the bank is that we all got to be on the same lines. It's that the time that I'm writing it down is what we're going on.
No, I think I knew it was 54.
Okay.
And I just said the half cuz I don't know, my own brain thought it remembered a different number than it was. But 54.
Yeah. It goes against Go ahead.
Defense wins championships. I think the 49ers hold. I think they run and I think that the Chiefs are, you know, contained at least enough. I think both teams score in the 20s, but I think it's like 24-21 or 21-17.
Yeah. Scotty talked me into the under just because I had the over and it makes sense, but it would go against my better judgment for something. It opened at 51 and it's all the way up 3 points, and at some books it is 54.5. So something goes up a whole field goal, maybe even more than a field goal. That's a whole possession you're not getting back in some cases. So it would go against my better judgment to take the over where like 90-something% of the money is, and it's still coming in. So I like Scotty's example there, but the under. So I think the 49ers, I think they, I would like them in a little, not, I love teasers, but a little pleaser is when you just go the opposite way. You take the 49ers minus 5. They win by a tutty. Great odds. But yeah, I like under 54. Some of the same reasons Scotty said. I think the 49ers defense stiffens up. Not a lot of people talking about the secondary. They give up a lot of garbage time yards to A-Rod, which is nothing to...
Not a lot
to,
of people talking. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Which is nothing to, like, scoff at, giving up garbage time yards to Aaron Rodgers. But I think Richard Sherman's playing well. I would feel like an idiot if this game is the Eagles-Patriots and
you
it's 41-33.
You called him A-Rod. Now, it took me, like, a full 10 seconds. I was like, wait...
There's Zach. Zach, during the middle of Boardwalk, he has brought up the NBA, and now he makes a Major League Baseball reference.
Well, no, you said A-Rod, and I was like, we're not talking about baseball, what?
Swing and a miss, Zach. You get that reference? All right, so I'm going to go under the 54. Scotty and I are both in agreement. All right, Scotty, you have four more picks. They can be anything from props to what have yous.
Yeah, and we can't pick the same ones this week. I say we got to keep it different.
Like, you and I can't pick the same ones?
Right.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert, three of my picks were in my prop draft.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm taking Mostert under 77.5 rushing yards.
Love that.
And you know why? Because you just said that the 49ers have exposed teams with bad run defenses, the Chiefs being one of them. Chris Jones, although, you know, is a good one to have to bottle up any running backs, but I think... You know, we never know who the 49ers running back that's going to go off this week is. It's been Breida, it's been Coleman, it's been Mostert. And especially after a huge game like Coleman's had, like Breida's had, like Mostert's had, or Mostert. Is it Mostert or Mostert?
Mostert.
Is Coleman
Mostert? Are you sure?
I think it's Mostert. Is who? But I was going to say what Zach just said.
Yeah,
is that
I don't think Coleman's playing,
if you grab this right now.
Coleman's playing, isn't he?
Yeah, if you grab this right now. I don't. His player props aren't available, I don't think. As of a couple days ago, they were.
Oh, Coleman.
Yeah, he went limp wrist in that Packers game.
Right.
Yeah,
but
I forgot about that.
But if you really like this, which I do, if you bet this now, you get great odds and a great number. And if you bet this, you're hoping Coleman plays. That obviously takes away chances for Mostert. So if you like this bet like I do, I bet it now before the news about Coleman comes out.
Yeah, because then it'll go lower. Right. He's limited in practice as of 8 minutes ago. Okay, as of 8 minutes ago, 49ers running back Tevin Coleman, according to Kyle Shanahan, good to go for Super Bowl. Breaking.
So if 77.5 still available, try to grab it. Yeah, try to grab it. Yep. I'm just going to repeat myself a few times. I'll go with all three of mine, and then Scotty, you can go back-to-back. Jimmy G, under 240 passing yards. They tried to take the ball out of his hands in the playoffs. Total third down conversions, over 10.5. Two good offenses, I think. Good enough to combine for 11 or more third down conversions. And Patrick Mahomes, the rushing stats, 49ers, great defensive front, but sometimes too aggressive trying to get after that quarterback. They leave run lanes, and quarterbacks tend to run more in bigger situations. Try not to make a mistake. I'll just tuck it in and run. Over 30.5 rushing yards. All right, Scotty, two picks.
So actually, it should be three picks, right? Because I've only said one prop.
Well, you have two, and then I'll go with my last one, and then you'll go with your last one.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and go say no successful 2-point conversion in this game. Minus 300. I don't think there is. Yeah.
Really taking
a
chance.
So I'm saying so no successful one. So if there's a 2-point conversion success, then you know they have to go for a 2-points conversion to begin with, and then they have to convert it. So I just think that you know a defense locks up in that case.
Really go out on a limb
off,
there.
Yeah. Well, you know. That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to end the year strong, like you said. So here goes nothing. The first,
fair enough.
And I'll take a plus. I'll take plus odds here, just to you know spice things up a little bit. First team to 6 points in the first quarter. I'm taking Kansas City. I think they can start hot, but I don't think they'll keep the momentum because I think Kansas City is so used to not being able to get hot until around the second quarter. You know, they kind of lax a little bit and then they can, it's like a flip of the switch. They turn it on and they can't stop scoring. Right. But I think here, I think the opposite happens. I think they start out hot. They get everyone hyped up. They're like, oh, Chiefs got this. And then the 49ers just, you know, realize what they do, adjust, and then take over the game.
Yeah. The thing that makes me nervous as a 49ers backer is that, you know, Patrick Mahomes doesn't seem to have any scenario where the game's too big for him. I mean, what's his play? Has he thrown a playoff interception yet?
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, what, three or four touchdowns against Tennessee, three or four the week before against Houston, and then he was unbelievable in the second half against the Patriots last year, and then obviously he won his first playoff game against the Colts. I mean, this guy's got alligator blood. So, I mean, nothing seems too big for him. Just it seems weird that they've had slow starts in the first two playoff games. But I think the more
pressure... It's also weird, after you say that, that we have the Niners.
Right.
Everything points to, like, oh, but, like, I here's the thing. People put millions on the Broncos in 2013 against the Seahawks.
Right.
Granted, the 49ers defense is not what the Seahawks was, but it does have an anchor from that Super Bowl, which is Richard Sherman, and also has Nick Bosa. And
well, I mean, I was talking more in terms of your first team to six being Kansas City,
right,
because
right.
Jimmy G might be the nervous one coming out of the gate, and Mahomes strikes first is what I'm saying.
But here's the thing. The same could be said, and granted, Garoppolo didn't throw more than six times in the last game, but the same can be said about Garoppolo when it comes to his playoff games, because he's looked great too. I mean, everyone thought the moment's been too big for Garoppolo, and every single time we think the moment's been too big for him, he's come out and played very, very well.
Yeah, but even
in the regular season for a start, whatever.
Yeah, he's had big moments in the regular season, but you can't say he's played great in the playoff games when he hasn't had to throw.
Well, okay, against the Vikings, I thought he played well. I thought that like when they needed a third down conversion, he converted it. And here's the thing about the here just an overall handicap for the game that I'd like to point out. So you look back at the season when there's a Super Bowl winner, and you look at the adversity, and usually there's just like moments in the season where like, oh, they overcame this, and we should have seen the trends. Well, it just seems like the big games, Kansas City loses these have lost these weird games during the year that they should have won, like mm-hmm. Against Tennessee. Who else did the
Indianapolis?
Indianapolis, Houston. They should have won those games. Super Bowl winners win those games. But when the 49ers have been put up against the Saints, great game, they won. They lost against the Ravens, but in a very, very close fashion.
Oh, they did lose as 10-point favorites at home against the Falcons. I mean,
the 49ers. I thought that was the Saints.
No, they lost to the Falcons. The 49ers did. They lost by 7.
Right, but so did the Saints. But I just think that when the 49ers are matched up against a really good team, that's when they play their best. So that's what I'm saying. I think the 49ers. That's why I think they win. I think they've gone through and they've shown a championship caliber team more frequently than the Chiefs have.
I like that a lot. I think Shanahan's. I would almost put him over McVay. I don't know. I think that guy's innovative. Scotty, that would suck. He got out of Denver, but yeah.
I know. Well, Denver could have hired him, but
right. But yeah. Like you said, with the 49ers, it's hard. They had one really maybe one or two instances where they fell flat. Like against the Arizona Cardinals, they won by 3, but when they were 10-point favorites. But whatever.
But they win when they need to.
Right.
They find a way. Their story's better. And that's what sells in the NFL. That's usually what you look back on. And I think the story is way better than the Chiefs, who've they've just kind of, even though we all expected them to be here, no one really thought Chiefs midway through the season.
Right. Everything was about the Ravens. Yeah.
They still crept up somehow. But
you want to know the weirdest game I'm seeing from the 49ers? When they went to Washington, it was raining all over the place, and they won 9-0. And the Redskins were the first team ever to be double, cover the spread without scoring.
Yeah,
that's weird. Had the over in that. Okay. My last pick, it's going to be, like I said, the 49ers to win. I like their team total to be over 26.5 points. Over 26.5 points. I think if you look at the Packers and Chiefs defense, I think there's a lot of similarities where they are they're average and nothing else. Obviously, Tyrann Mathieu's a difference maker in that secondary, but in terms of run defense, I think the 49ers won't have their way against them to the tune of 11 yards a carry like they did against Mike Pettine's Packers, but enough to control the tempo and win this game 27-23, 27-24, something like that.
Yep.
What are you shaking your head for, Zach? Oh.
My wife.
Oh, okay. Zach's got breaking news, kind of.
Randomly. Okay, yeah. Tom Brady just tweeted 38 minutes ago, I guess not just 38 minutes ago, just a black and white picture of him walking down the tunnel out onto a football field.
So does that he's coming back?
A football field?
Yeah. I mean, he's not wearing... He's in his Drip Daddy clothes.
You can't really tell if it's... I don't think it's Gillette.
Yeah, I can't tell. It looks too sunny to be Boston. Oh,
it's not even a video.
No, it's a black and white picture.
Kind of looks like the L.A. See, the Browns.
There's like a...
What?
Chargers.
What? Yeah. I'm trying to read what that says, but I can't. I can't see what
I think it's
says.
The Chargers. Something 07.
If it's the Chargers, oh crap.
Yeah.
Let's do a little investigative report.
We got to look at the comments, yo. Like he's walking away from the field, which clearly means he's leaving or staying.
Oh, he's walking towards the field.
Yeah, he's...
Unless he's moonwalking away from the field.
That's a good... Is the dress blue or gold? Is he walking towards the camera or away from it?
Oh, yeah.
I think
that looks like that's the back of his head.
I think I would agree.
Yeah.
But, man, they...
Or his limb on his left leg.
He's moonwalking away from the field, guys.
Now, whoever edited this picture did a great job where we can't decipher what these things say. The only thing I can see is that 2007...
Oh, wait, hold on. The picture is of Gillette Stadium. I'm going to send you a pic.
It is.
It's in the comments. Always got to fish the comments.
Dang it. It sure is.
All right, so nothing really happened.
That exact picture. Right, exactly. He's just teasing people, I think. Until tomorrow, maybe.
I'm trying to find the picture of Gillette in the comments.
I sent it in the DMs.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All that for
anyway, for my last prop, I'm taking Damian Williams under 51.5.
Yep.
I'm doubling down.
Good pick.
Brave.
I don't think Damian Williams is good, and he does not run over 50 yards in the Super Bowl.
He's destined to screw you again, but I like the pick.
No, I think Damian Williams could score 3 touchdowns, but he's not going over 50 yards.
Right, correct. I like that. I don't know if LeSean McCoy is playing or not, so that's a good question. I just haven't heard
anything. There's bets for him, which is weird.
Yeah, I wonder
if he is.
I want to bet he's going to have.
I haven't seen him in a single playoff game, which is weird. Like, I wonder why they haven't been playing him.
The way he carries the ball, like, how is he not, like,
it's so funny because even in Madden, they make him carry the ball that way.
But he doesn't fumble as much.
That's true. He should.
Okay. Can't wait for the Super Bowl. 49ers and the Chiefs. Going to be a good one. Hopefully
no Patriots in the Super Bowl again. Thank God. Ooh. I was going to play that, but man.
It's time for Family Feud. The rotation has come to Scotty being the host pitting Zach and I against each other for Family Feud. Scotty with the win against Zach. I beat Scotty. Now, last of the rotation.
Zach's answers suck.
Also,
that's what I think.
Also, a rule clarification. So, last week, so Scotty had the category. He got like 2 out of the 4 answers or whatever, 2 out of 5. And then I tried to steal and I got it wrong. And no points were awarded to anyone. Those points should have went to Scotty.
I mean, it wouldn't have mattered. But
it wouldn't have
wow.
in the long run, but it wasn't a shutout.
It sure wasn't.
It still counts as a shutout. Sure it still counts as a shutout on the official record. Yes, it does. That's like when Zach came back and reversed his decision of what the best NFC Championship upset was, and he said, I was right the whole time, but you still got the win.
Hey, it's my turn to shine. Host Scotty, let's do this. It's Family Feud.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, it's your show now, bud.
Can I get Shelby and Zach up on the podium, please?
Hell yeah. And we're here. Wait,
okay.
Are we texting
long
in?
Long walk. Oh, sure. You sure are.
Well, no, we're in the same room. Okay. So he'll get our audio at the same time.
Oh. But, like, what do you mean audio? You just want are you guys just going to play the buzzer?
We're just going to say something.
No, we're going to say a word.
Yeah. With our mouths.
Oh, man. But you guys are going to say it at the same damn time.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to decipher is what I'm saying.
Well, no, it's not.
Okay.
Because he still received the audio.
Scotty, give it a test run. Just a quick... We'll say the word couch. Ask a question.
Why don't you guys do 2 different words?
What's your safe word?
Like one's blanket, one's another 2-syllable word.
All right.
That's not 2 syllables.
You idiot. Mustard.
Okay.
Mustard and ketchup.
Mustard and, yeah, okay.
Okay, perfect.
I want ketchup.
Okay.
Sounds good. Not the one I think getting ketchup was.
Okay. All right.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hype you guys up right
now.
What's
the last?
All right, how hyped are you?
Oh, so hyped.
I'm pretty hyped.
What's the last word of your sentence, of your question?
So the last word of my question will be R.
Oh.
Or history.
Oh.
We'll see.
History?
No, it's just history.
Okay.
It's history.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
Is there six answers?
Come on up, guys.
We already are.
Ooh. Okay. Well, we surveyed 100 people, and the top six answers are on the board. Okay. The most iconic touchdown celebrations in NFL history.
Ketchup.
Ooh. Who was that?
I was waiting
that
was Shelby.
Oh no! It was history.
I said history.
Yeah. I'm gonna go. R. I'm gonna go with the Icky Shuffle.
The Icky Shuffle.
Ooh. Ooh, sorry, Shelby. Man. No Icky Shuffle.
Oh, God.
Zach, you're on the board.
I am in so much trouble. What's the one that the Cowboys player did with the knees? I can't remember. I don't say the problem is I don't know the name of any of these.
It wasn't the Cowboys.
It wasn't? Who did he play for?
The Oilers.
Zach,
Oilers?
You literally have 2 seconds.
I don't know.
One.
I don't. I just told you I don't know the names of any iconic Super Bowl or touchdown.
You don't need to. Just...
Yeah,
they're touchdown
Oilers.
Celebrations.
Yeah,
like any touchdown celebrations.
Oh, any? Okay, the spike.
Ooh, two wrong answers in a row. So where do we go from here? Is it back to Shelby? Do we bounce it back?
Yeah. Wait, so let me get this straight. Right, is this a name that was like Icky Shuffle was correct? Like that's
it's not it's not like trademark. It's like the most memorable, iconic, like Super Bowl or not Super Bowl, just touchdown celebrations. It's memorable.
You. I guess.
Top six answers are on the board.
Is it a...
The most iconic, memorable touchdown celebrations in NFL history
are...
Is it a specific
play?
Instance? Like, this? Like it's a specific moment from history? Or
you guys.
Is something that people, like, continuously do?
Right, no. Zach and I are confused for the same reason. This isn't as clear-cut as you think.
Okay, sorry. It's not a trademark thing. It just happened once.
These are moments from history, not... Things just a template,
but they're also touchdown
do.
Celebrations okay. that people most remember.
Okay, all right, I'm up. Joe yes. Horn with the cell phone.
Joe Horn, show me Joe Horn with the cell phone. Shall we?
Show me Picard's flute.
Shelby with the 9 points. Do you want to pass or play?
We'll play.
I was gonna say if you're smart, you would
okay,
pass.
Okay, Shelby. Woo.
No, I got a system.
Shelby, running down to Shelby and the family. Where are you from, Shelby?
Ohio.
Okay, we'll get right into it. We surveyed the first 100 people. Top five answers are on the board. Most iconic touchdown celebrations in NFL history are.
Hold on, you got to say which slot Joe Horn was in.
Joe Horn was the fourth answer.
First nine points.
Yep, out of six. So there's five left.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna go with Randy Moss and the Moon.
Randy Moss and the Moon. Show me Randy Moss and the Moon. Shelby with the top answer on the board with 47 points.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Congratulations, Shelby.
Terrell.
We surveyed the top 100 people. Ooh, okay. Jeez. Hey. Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens pom-poms.
Pom-poms. Show me Terrell Owens pom-poms. Ooh, sorry, Shelby. I think that was actually not a touchdown celebration. It was just a sideline
okay,
celebration.
Okay, fair enough. Terrell Owens signing the football.
Terrell Owens signing the football. Show me Terrell Owens signing the football. Ooh, one more incorrect answer, Shelby, and you have to pass.
Okay. I'll go with...
to Zach, so I like my odds.
Chad Johnson Riverdance.
Show me Chad Johnson Riverdance. Ooh, Shelby, what's the third right answer on the board? Third top answer. 15 points.
Okay.
Shelby, what's your next answer?
I'm going to go with Chad and the golf putt.
This is all Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson. Show me Chad Johnson golf putt.
Damn.
Ooh, sorry, Shelby. Zach, chance to steal.
Oh, God.
Time limit. Shot clock. Shot clock. Shot clock.
Hey.
Three.
Silence.
Two.
Shot clock.
Zach, this is bad. Come on, dude. Harvey would literally roast you right now.
This is shot clock.
Just literally say anything. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. He's done.
Yeah. Stick a fork in him. He's done.
Wow.
That's all for Zach. All
right.
So we surveyed 100 people. With the top six answers, the most iconic touchdown celebrations in NFL history, Randy Moss's moon number one, Terrell Owens' face full of popcorn number two answer, Chad Ochocinco Riverdance for 15, Joe Horn's cell phone for 9, Kelly Washington's scroll dance for 4, and the Zeke Salvation Army bucket for 2. Okay.
See, the Kelly Washington squirrel dance was not just one time. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, but
everyone else was one time.
Tell the surveyors, bro. I know,
right? Best excuse you could have for this.
Yeah, take it up with the idiots. Like,
take it up
asked.
With the people I asked. All right.
All right. Thanks, come on, come back up, guys. We doing ketchup or mustard? Okay, you guys ready? Okay, the last word in this sentence is 20.
Okay.
We surveyed 100 people. Most likely to lead the league in sacks in 2020. I'm sorry, what?
What was that?
I started to say 2020 and then said mustard.
All right.
Shelby didn't say anything. I didn't say anything at all.
I was just laughing because Zach's first... Like,
mustard.
Okay.
Okay, so... Is it Zach?
Shelby didn't say anything.
Yeah, so then answer it, Zach.
Okay.
Well, he's got to repeat the question.
What the hell?
Ooh, Zach. Okay. Most likely to lead the league. We surveyed 100 people, first off.
In case you forgot.
The top six answers are on the board. Most likely to lead the league in sacks in 2020.
Nick Bosa.
Show me Nick Bosa. Oh, actually, sorry. System error there. Zach with the number one answer on the board. Nick Bosa with 31.
Alrighty.
Good job, Zach.
I'm going to play.
You going to pass or play? You going to play?
Okay. Play against my better judgment.
I can Zach, bet a million to from? One on what his next answer is going to be.
Hey, Zach, where's your family from?
Yo mama's house.
Okay, we surveyed 100 people. Most likely, the player most likely to lead the league in sacks in 2020.
Joey Bosa.
I know it.
Show me Joey Bosa. Ooh, sorry, Shelby.
No, Zach's...
Shelby, he got two more wrong answers, and then it's your turn. Oh. Just to let you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go Aaron Donald.
Ooh, show me Aaron Donald. Ooh, sorry. Aaron Donald not on the board. Wow. One more error. We'll pass it to Shelby.
Jesus. D Ford.
D Ford. Shelby D Ford. Oh, Zach. Voice. Tough going. D Ford. Ugh. We'll pass it over to Shelby. Shelby, you have a chance to steal.
Bradley Chubb.
Show me Bradley Chubb.
Oh,
I thought he was going to go.
Ooh, that's also wrong.
I was definitely going to.
Hey, I get a few points.
Yeah, you get 31.
Zach keeps the 31 points. He keeps the top answer with 31 points. Top answer, Nick Bosa. Second top, TJ Watt with 20. Third is Von Miller, 18. Fourth, Khalil Mack with 14. Fifth one, Chandler Jones with 8. And the sixth one, JJ Watt with 9.
What?
Yeah, my next choice is
JJ.
My next choice is going to be DeMarcus Lawrence.
But not Aaron Donald.
Yeah. All right.
Take it up
people,
with the people.
You know?
Yeah,
jeez.
That's all you gotta say.
Welcome back to the podium. The next two contestants.
Three contestants.
The third people in your family. Well, you know.
Well, you know.
We surveyed 100 people. The player most likely. I'm sorry. The last word is season.
Oh.
Season.
We surveyed 100 people.
Yeah.
Top six answers are on the board. The player most likely to win Comeback Player of the Year for the 2020 season.
Ketchup.
I didn't even want to try on that one.
Shelby, we'll go to you.
All right. We're going to go with Nick Foles.
Show me Nick Foles.
This one's
ooh,
tough.
Yeah, sorry, this is, no Nick Foles.
This guy's got some tough categories.
Comeback Player of the Year. All right, Alex Smith.
Show me Alex Smith.
Okay.
Show me.
I have to think.
The Flacco.
Mitch Trubisky.
Show me Mitch Trubisky. Ooh, Shelby, what's the fourth top answer on the board with Mitch Trubisky for 10 points?
All right, I'll play.
way to go, Shelby. You want to play? Okay. We're going down the line now. All right, Shelby, we surveyed 100 people. Shelby, 3.
Ben Roethlisberger.
The player most likely to win. Ooh, Ben Roethlisberger. Before I'm even done, should you get disqualified? That's the top answer on the board.
Spaces in your senses.
Yeah,
I don't know what you mean.
I know
that.
That's what I heard. I heard a gap.
You heard a gap, huh? It's Ben Roethlisberger, top answer, 42 points.
Wow.
Scotty came back on. He's like, you heard a gap, huh?
Totally drops character. You heard a gap.
It's just Scotty Harvey here. Shelby, you got 3 incorrect answers. We'll pass it on to Zach, unless you want to sweep the board.
All right. We'll go with Matt Stafford.
Damn it.
Show me Matt Stafford.
Oh.
Ooh, first incorrect answer.
Yeah, damn. I thought that was a good one.
I thought so, too. Baker Mayfield.
Not with
show
that
me Baker
gut.
Mayfield. Too fat, says the people.
Fat ass. All right. And stuck between a rock and a hard place. Derek Carr.
I hear a gap. Weird.
Derek Carr.
Show me Derek Carr. Wow. Where did they find you guys from? Classic Scotty Harvey joke. We'll pass it on to Zach. Give a chance to steal.
Jesus Christ.
Shot clock.
There's a lot of players in the NFL, buddy.
Joe Flacco.
Remember, you don't have to be injured. Oh, my God, Zach.
Did you hear me?
Come on, dude.
I just,
what are you doing?
I guessed. You weren't listening.
Oh,
I said Joe Flacco.
Oh, God. You said Joe Flacco. This makes it less fun that you guys aren't getting
well, they're tough categories.
Yeah, this one kind of feels... this feels like at
all
least 60%.
All right, so let's see the 6 answers. Ben Roethlisberger. Shelby keeps his 42.
I got Trubisky as well.
He keeps his 52. Number one answer, Ben Roethlisberger. Show me number 2. Ding, Philip Rivers. Number 3, ding, David Johnson for 17. Number 4, Mitchell Trubisky. Number 5, A.J. Green.
Ooh.
And number 6, with 1 vote, Andrew Luck.
Oh, my God. All right. That's good. All right.
Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
The final speed round. The
I
rapid
know,
fire. Come on up.
A chance.
Who's going first?
It's...
Zach, you want to go outside and smoke?
Wait, we're doing speed round already?
Yeah, there's 3 categories.
Oh, yep. We did like...
There's 3 categories.
Like 5.
You did 5.
Yeah, did you do 3?
I did 3.
No, you did
yeah,
not.
Did
no,
three.
We did not.
Yes, I did. I had like 5 questions
yeah,
for them.
Because that's how...
Oh,
that's
I would
have
done more, actually.
Speed works is 3, and then fast money round.
Okay. I just like having
well,
more.
Maybe Zach... I think Zach might have just been... being lazy, but I would have definitely done more if I knew. I just thought there was 3.
They're
and
in
no
the game with the actual game rules, but
all right. Zach, step outside.
Okay.
How many?
Zach's leaving. Time for the song.
How many questions are fast money?
There's 5.
All right. I'm a fuck.
And also, does Zach take out his AirPod?
Give me it. Oh yeah, it's on the table. We're good. He's right. Not. He hasn't. He hasn't gone out
work?
The door yet.
I just. All right. So wait.
Great radio, because Zach won't hurry up.
Okay, we're to the rapid fire round. Five questions. Shelby is our first contestant, and Zach has left the building. So, Shelby, are you ready to take part in the rapid fire and try to take home this win? What are you going to do with all the money?
I'll probably just gamble it all, Steve, and wish me luck. Unders.
That's not my name, but... All right, Shelby, we surveyed 100 people. You got a limited time to answer this, just so you know. You got to get it fast, okay? We'll do a rapid fire here. We surveyed 100 people. The position most likely to score a touchdown. Position group.
Running back.
Name the player most likely to score a first touchdown in Super Bowl 54.
Travis Kelce.
Who was the fastest wide receiver in the NFL?
Tyreek Hill.
NFL teams that was the most fun to watch in the 2019 season.
Ravens.
Name a Hall of Fame quarterback.
John Elway.
Okay, Shelby. Do you want to see how you did?
I do.
Okay, we surveyed 100 people. Position most likely to score a touchdown. Running back, second answer on the board, number two, for 30 points. Do I go over the other ones?
Yeah.
Okay, the first answer is wide receiver with 31. Second answer, you got running back at 30, quarterback 21, tight end 16, offensive tackle 2. Name a player most likely to score the first touchdown in Super Bowl 54. We got Mostert 25, Damian Williams 25, Mahomes 21, Kelce 19. You got Kelce, Debo Samuel 10. Who was the fastest wide receiver in the NFL? You scored the number one answer by a long shot, Tyreek Hill 61. John Ross, number two answer, 17. Marquise Goodwin with 11 points. Will Fuller with 10. And Isaiah McKenzie,
human
joystick with 1. NFL teams that was the most fun to watch in 2019. Kansas City Chiefs, top answer, 39. Baltimore Ravens, number two, 32. Houston Texans, 14. Seattle Seahawks, 13. And Dallas Cowboys, 2. Everyone likes the drama. Am I right, Shelby? Name a Hall of Fame quarterback. Number one answer, Joe Montana. Number two, Dan Marino with 29 points. Joe Montana with 31. You guessed number three, John Elway, 25. Troy Aikman with 8. And Steve Young with 7.
You're not supposed to reveal all of the answers until after Zach's, but it's okay.
Okay, great job there, Shelby. Answers will be revealed after the second rapid fire. Zach, are you ready to play? What are you going to do with the money if you win?
I'm not going to win, so.
Glad to have you on the show, Zach. You seem like a lot of fun. All right, we surveyed 100 people. Position most likely to score a touchdown.
Quarterback.
Name the player that will score the first touchdown in Super Bowl 54 this weekend.
Travis Kelce. Patrick Mahomes.
Who is the fastest wide receiver in the NFL?
Tyreek Hill. Nicole Hardman.
Sorry.
It's like, two answers?
NFL, oh, man, we're on a time limit. NFL teams that was the most fun to watch in 2019.
Chiefs.
Name a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Dan Marino.
All right, Zach, are you ready to see how you did?
No.
All right, that's our show. All right, Zach. Position most likely to score a touchdown. You said... quarterback, top answer, wide receiver 31. Shelby guessed the second answer, running back at 30. Quarterback is actually 21 and tight end 16, offensive tackle 2. Name the player most likely to score the first touchdown in Super Bowl 54. You said Patrick Mahomes, third answer on the board. The first top two answers, Mostert and Damian Williams. Shelby guessed Kelce with 19. You guessed Mahomes 21. Debo Samuel was the last one with 10. Who's the fastest wide receiver in the NFL? You said Tyreek Hill. That was wrong. Shelby guessed Tyreek. You guessed Mecole Hardman. Not even on the board.
He's fast, though. He's got a good 40 time.
John Ross with the second one. Marquise Goldwyn, Will Fuller, and Isaiah McKenzie. 17, 11, 10, 11, and 1. NFL teams, that was the most fun to watch in 2019. You said the Kansas City Chiefs. Top answer on the board with Kansas City. Number two, Baltimore Ravens. Shelby's guess, 32. Kansas City Chiefs had 39. Houston Texans with 14. Seattle Seahawks fourth with 13. And Dallas Cowboys at 2. Name a Hall of Fame quarterback. You said Dan Marino, second answer on the board with 29. The first answer was Joe Montana. Third was John Elway. Shelby guessed with 25. Troy Aikman with 8. Thanks. And Steve Young with 7. Shelby, how's it feel to be a winner?
Well, you know, it's nothing new to me, Scotty. Now 2-0, Family Feud. Looking forward to hosting next week in the Battle of the Losers.
So, Shelby, how'd I do?
I thought you did pretty good.
All right, yeah. I'm fucking done with this voice.
Yeah, Jesus, you were Christ. You committed to that voice.
well, dude, you know, I kind of practiced too.
He went method
a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm Methodist. Yeah.
He's wearing it. We can't see it. He's wearing.
I got a bald cap on right now.
I was gonna say, if you can't see him, he's got a fake mustache. He said, "I'm Methodist."
He went what method with the voice. Yeah, I'm Methodist.
What time's your Sunday service?
A Methodist.
That was great. And that's our show.
Slapping the